In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this day two of the fall Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. I'm joined by the Corner contingent, as usual, right across from me, my man, 100 grand, Mr. Bobby Rosa. And in the screening room, producer extraordinaire, often imitated, but never, ever, ever successfully duplicated, that is. That is a real J Mac, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are watching the program, you'll get to see in a moment. I'm especially excited because I have in studio with me the entirety of Hamiltonia, my lovely wife, Maria, and all of my children. A lot of you have been saying, hey, where is your family? Well, they are all in studio with me right now, starting with my oldest son, who is seated to my left, Christian. He's in studio with me. Then we have next up my oldest daughter, Anna, is in studio. Then we have next up the soon-to-be birthday boy, Mr. Gaby John. Gabriel is in the studio. Then we have Miss Abigail Sophia, who's here. Abby, you want to wave? There she is. And we have then Spider-Man. Y'all have been asking me about Spider-Man. You see, Spider-Man isn't so small anymore. Go ahead and wave, Danny. He's sitting right there in studio. And then we have, there he is. Look, if y'all see the screen, you can see Dan the Man right there. And you guys have been asking me about Spider-Man. And then we have the youngest, baby David, in studio. Go ahead and wave, David. This is my crew. I'm excited to have them in studio with me. You know, and one of the major things as we're in Share-a-thon, it's a reminder to me why I personally do what I do and why we do what we do here at American Family Radio, because we're looking at the generations. You know, family is in our middle name intentionally, and it is because the family is the foundational unit of the Lord's church. The family is the fundamental building block of our society, and frankly, what we do now will determine what type of environment they will grow up in. And so it is an encouragement. It is a provocation. It is a stirring every single day to be about our Father's business. So the number to call if you want to support the work of God through American Family Radio, which I wholeheartedly encourage you to do, simply call 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Your contributions help to support the work that we're doing here. And frankly, as I say all the time, the American Family Association consists of those of us who are here on the front lines, on, you know, behind the microphones, doing the various things, American Family Studios, but it also includes those of you who support, who provide the supply line for us to engage in what God is calling us to. 877-616-2396 is the number to call at this very moment. Many of you, if not most of you, are making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate your incomes to your full-time job. Your full-time jobs are where you cultivate an outcome. If you're watching the show, you get to see my full-time job right here. And this is what I'm talking about on a regular basis. Our responsibility to be salt and light, to execute our Lord's commission, it starts right in our homes. One of the things we seek to do through AFR is to help to equip you to do well what you are called to do in your homes. So for many of you, you have been doing this for quite some time, and I want to encourage you to not become weary in well-doing, but to continue to be faithful, because our Lord encourages us not to become weary in well-doing, but to continue pressing in. And for those of you, this may be new to you. It may be new to you. Wait a minute, Abe, you're talking full-time job, what we do in our homes. I hadn't thought about it like that. Let today be a day. Let today be the day where you recognize that what goes on in your house is far more important than what goes on in the White House. So as you're making your transition, do so with intentionality, understanding that the first human institution that God established was the family with marriage at the center. And he did that intentionally. All right. The number again is 877-616-2396. That is the number to call to be a part of this Share-a-thon. Day 2 of 3. Tomorrow is the last day. So don't delay. Don't hesitate. Whatever it is the Lord is leading you to do, let's do it swiftly. 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon, but we're still going to go to the Word of God. Let's begin the program by going to Nahum chapter 2. Some of you are saying, who? Nahum? Nahum. Nahum chapter 2. If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that I have described the book of Nahum as the sequel to the book of Jonah. The sequel to the book of Jonah. Many of you recall, Jonah was dispatched to Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital city of the Assyrian Empire. A decade later, the Lord dispatched Nahum to warn, which was the global superpower of this time, the Assyrian Empire. Assyria was the empire that conquered the northern kingdom of Israel. This is true. That's why Jonah had such beef with Nineveh and the Assyrian Empire. But as the scripture bears out, the Lord often used nations to serve as his scourge, if you will. But then he judged those same nations. And that is recorded for us in the book of Nahum. And there's something in particular there that I want to just mention, especially in the context that we're in currently, the times that we're facing. The Assyrian Empire was a huge, wealthy, warrior-like empire. They were a violent, violent, violent people. They would describe themselves as lions and describe other nations as prey. And the Lord warned through Nahum, leading up to ultimately the fall of Nineveh, which transpired in about 612 BC. He warned them through Nahum. And so Nahum chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, this is what I want to present to you for your meditation and your consideration. And this is what the Word of God says. The one who scatters has come up against you. This is what Nahum is saying to the Assyrian Empire. The one who scatters has come up against you. Man the fortress, watch the road. Strengthen your back, summon all your strength. For the Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel, even though devastators have devastated them and destroyed their vine branches. Now here the Lord is prophesying through Nahum that he was going to restore at this juncture what remained of Israel was the southern kingdom of Judah. Prior to, as I mentioned, this occurrence, the Assyrian Empire had decimated the northern kingdom of Israel. It was the global superpower. But guess what was coming behind Assyria? Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was the instrument of implementing what was prophesied through Nahum. And they ultimately ended up conquering the Assyrian Empire. But what I want you to see is that the prophet Nahum mentioned that the one who scatters, ultimately, it was God. That God rules and reigns in the affairs of men. It's very easy, especially right now where we are in our country in an election season, to focus on what people do or what they don't do, to focus on what may or may not happen. And my encouragement to you is to place your faith and your confidence squarely in the Lord. As I say repeatedly, there's no amount of contrivance of man, no amount of scheming, no amount of machinations, no amount of treachery that men employ that can dethrone God. God is the one who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. God is the one in whom we place our faith. We place our confidence. We have the responsibility of obeying him. We have the responsibility of doing what he calls us to do. As it's been repeated oftentimes, duty is ours, but results are the Lord's. What we want to be able to do is when we meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords face to face, and he brings out the books of our lives and queries the quality of our lives as believers, we want to be able to stand before him and say, Lord, as far as it pertains to me and the time that you have given me and what you have required of me to do, that I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That is what we want. And I'll tell you just like my pastor in New Orleans used to say all the time, well done's are reserved for those who've done well. See, we cannot hope for and wish for a well done if we have not done well. I said in the previous hour, if you are in Christ, we're not contending merely for victory. We're contending from victory. We have an eternal vantage point from which we are able to evaluate and participate in our daily activities. And so what I want to focus on today is the one who scatters, is the one who rules and reigns, the one who has the divine authority and prerogative. He is the one in whom we place our faith. And when you participate in Share-a-thon, supporting us in any way that you can, if you're in a place where you have the material resources to give to support the work of the ministry through AFR, glory to God. You are a part of having these airwaves filled with the truth of God's word, communicating his word, communicating his will. Many instances where the gospel is proclaimed through preaching programs and this program and other programs. And then you have additional programming that says, because we are saved, how then are we to live? All of that is made available because of your faithful support. And there's some of you right now that are listening to me and you say, man, I don't have the finances at this moment to give, but I will commit to upholding this ministry in prayer. Please do that. We need that support. We need that prayer covering, if you will, because by God's grace, as long as he gives us the ability, you know, your tangible support, your material support is a communication to us that God is still calling us to remain on the front lines. So if you're listening to this, God is stirring you and moving you. Would you call 877-616-2396? That is the number to call, 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net, AFR.net. And I didn't even ask Bobby about this, but I wanted him to queue up, if you will, Mr. Rosa, to queue up a listener testimony that just affirms what it is that we're doing here. When you call 877-616-2396, you are investing in this type of work going forward.
Yes, my name is Paul Shorter. I heard about Brother Don back in, I want to say it was the 70s, when he was calling for people to turn off their TVs for, I think it was a week. And I thought he was crazy. Nobody would do that. And then I got saved in 1990 somewhere, the Richmond, Virginia area started receiving the American Family Radio station that was built there. And I began to listen intently. And when you change from music to music and other preaching and other programs, I thought that would be good. But again, I was wrong, that I have thoroughly enjoyed it and it has increased my perspective on the Lord and how to better understand God's word. And your station is just a tremendous blessing for me. And I want to thank Brother Don, and I pray for the Wildman family that they would continue his vision and his desire to see people come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so I would just thank you and appreciate so much the ministry of the American Family Association. God bless you all.
Wow. Praise God for that testimony. That is what we're seeking to accomplish. God gave Brother Don this vision so many, many years ago. Sitting right around his kitchen table, he started what ultimately became the American Family Association. One of the things that if you become a Great Commission partner, that's someone who agrees to support the work of the ministry through AFR on a monthly basis, financial contributions on a monthly basis. One of the benefits that you'd receive as just a thank you is that you have access to the full library that's available on the streaming service that we have, AFA Stream. One of the newly released features there is the documentary film Culture Warrior, which is details Brother Don's life. And you get to see actual footage of him being around his kitchen table and participating in and starting this. He and his wife, Linda, what has ultimately grown to become what is currently the American Family Association. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. On the other side of the break, you'll get to hear some from the matriarch of Hamiltonia, Mrs. Maria Hamilton.
Those who place their faith in Jesus are elevated to an extraordinary position. As co-heirs with Christ, we share in his inheritance. The gospel is the ultimate dignity giver, elevating the unworthy to unimaginable heights. Our lives should reflect this dignity, empowering us to extend the same grace and love to others that has been so generously given to us. I'm Jordan Shambly, and you can read the rest of The Gospel Dignifies the Undignified on thestand.net.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. We are here on day two of the fall 2024 Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner, Abraham Hamilton III. Here I am joined in studio by my family, two of my children. I had one of them had to go to the bathroom, so you know they had to step out. But I'm so excited to have them in studio with me. My lovely wife, my oldest daughter is in studio. All of my children, frankly, except my two of my boys. They will be back soon. But I have them here because they really crystallize for me why I'm doing what I'm doing. Obviously, we have the commands of God in Scripture. And as you hear me say on a regular basis, you know, as you transition from your part-time job to your full-time job, this is why I'm endeavoring to engage to obey the Lord first and foremost, and secondarily to recognize what he's required of me to do in my family. So I have my lovely wife, Mrs. Maria Hamilton, here in studio. One of the major things I wanted to have her in studio for tonight, two things in particular, but I'll start with this question, because contrary to me, I grew up as a church boy, you know, but you did not have that same experience. Completely different backgrounds, but the Lord both drew us to him.
Amen.
What has been the impact upon you from your background, if you can share a bit of your background in answering this question, to have access to resources from a Christian and a biblical worldview and helping to not only draw you to faith in Christ, but ultimately to ground you in providing resources in terms of apologetics and biblical worldview training.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I started really with the curiosity about Christianity, I've always heard the stories, you know, growing up, I would hear Jesus died on the cross and all this, mainly from a kind of like a Catholic background. And so I always knew kind of like the stories, but I never really understood them, you know? And so I had a lot of questions. And the Lord, man, by his grace, he's been able to provide all the resources I needed. So you know how you have the Lord lead different people to start ministries and he equips them to be able to write books and have all these resources. And the Lord led me to, as I had questions, he led me to resources to be able to answer those questions. And so I'm so very grateful for that, because I could have very easily been deceived by false teachers and all kinds of, you know, lies and everything. But the Lord really led me to run into really, really good resources. I know that I can name some organizations, but the Lord really helped me to be able to fully grasp his word. Of course, I had the Bible, but as I studied it and I would come up with into things that I didn't understand, the Lord provided many, many resources. So it was a great blessing to be able to have that. So I am, and I know we agree with this, but when the Lord calls any one of us to do something, man, we got to be obedient. We got to do it, because there are many souls out there that will benefit from what the Lord is giving us to do.
Amen. Amen. And one of those is right here. You know, I continue to talk about all the various resources that God makes available through this ministry. When you support this ministry, you are helping to put resources like this in the hands of people like my wife, where she was as she was being drawn to the Lord and growing. So the number to call of the Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. That is afr.net. Now, one of the things I know not anybody really knows that this is happening. One of the divisions we have, our government affiliate for AFA is American Family Association Action. and has three divisions, the Center for Judicial Renewal, the Center for Government Renewal, and iVoter God. Simply put, the Center for Government Renewal is our lobbying outfit to where we engage state legislatures and then Congress, all states all over the country, and our federal Congress in Washington, D.C., to shape policy to be conducive to family, you know, and then through the Center for Judicial Renewal, we are doing the same thing, but through the judiciary. You know, one of the things that has been a major project is to curate, if you will, a list of potential Supreme Court nominees that not only have judicial bona fides, but actually share a worldview that would orient them towards constitutional construction and to have the proper approach to our United States Constitution. And then the iVoter Guide division helps to educate voters. It's interesting that there's something happening right now that some of these social media outlets are trying to censor, you know, what comes through iVoter Guide. Well, my wife is one of those working behind the scenes to make sure all of iVoter Guide material is available in Spanish. So would you just share with the listeners and viewers a little bit of what that experience has been and what you view as the benefit of having this biblical worldview information, particularly as it applies to voter education, having that available in the Spanish language?
Yeah, so it's interesting because the Lord placed in the heart of the president, Debbie Withnow, really a desire to reach the Latin American community in the United States. And to be clear, particularly, very intentionally and specifically, legal voters who speak Spanish. And so we want to be clear about that. And that is the Lord opened that door and provided for us to be able to do that. And so Debbie called me one day and said, hey, would you be willing to help me translate these materials? And so I prayed about it. I felt like the Lord was saying yes. And so, yeah, we have launched the Spanish site of iVoter Guide in Spanish. We also have social media. And we're trying to educate voters. We are already doing it on the English side. And then in the Spanish side, we're trying to really broaden our reach. We want to be able to educate Spanish-speaking voters who can vote in the United States and primarily for them to be able to vote biblically. I think it's incredibly important. We are living in a time where many people are not really informed and educated. Not only do we not know our American history, but we also do not know and are not equipped to be able to explain why it's even important to vote. And then, let alone who we're voting for, what they stand for, what the platforms are, or anything like that. And so it's important that not only we educate those that are English speakers, but our Spanish speakers that have come, especially those fleeing Cuba, fleeing socialism in Venezuela. These are coming here. And I am telling you, there is a great effort to reach them on the left side. They want those votes. And so if we don't inform them and really just equip them to be able to vote biblically, really, is our main goal. It's not even R's and D's, but more so biblically, that they understand what these platforms are, who's running where, and what is happening. So we are wanting them to be educated, and that's what we're trying to do for the Latin American community in the United States.
And that, again, is one of the things that's available, that when you support the work that we're doing here, that we're endeavoring to, again, have all hands on deck. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, 877-616-2396. That's the number to call to participate in this fall Share-a-thon, day two of the Share-a-thon. We do this twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. We take 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, to appeal directly to you, to ask for your help directly to support the work that we're doing here. If you find value in this program, you find value in all of the programming at AFR, you find value in all of the various iterations of the ministry through the American Family Association umbrella, would you please support what we're doing financially? The number to do so is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net. Now, I want to share this good news report. We've been standing with this brother for quite some time, 12 years now. I'm talking about Brother Jack Smith, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shops in Colorado. Many of you are familiar with his case. I went to the Washington, D.C., spoke about this particular case where he was persecuted, frankly. What did I say? I said Jack Smith. See, look at Jack Phillips from the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. Jack Phillips from the Masterpiece Cake Shop. He was persecuted, frankly, because he recognized that his business was given to him by God, and he wanted to honor the Lord through his business. Well, he was invited to make a custom cake celebrating a homosexual purported union He said, I cannot do that. I cannot use the gifts, the creativity that God has given me to violate my conscience and to violate scripture. That was one among many different types of things that he would not make custom works for. He said, you can buy anything on the shelf, you're welcome. Anything in the store, anything off the shelf, you're welcome to buy it. I just cannot personally create a custom work for you. Well, he was persecuted by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The case went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. You all know how that case panned out. What many people don't know is that the very day that the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to accept Jack Phillips's case, there was an attorney in Colorado who called that very day and asked Jack Phillips to make a custom cake to celebrate his transgender transition. Of course, Jack Phillips said, I cannot do that. That violates my conscience. This lawyer intentionally was trying to pick a fight with Jack Phillips and really trying to use him to create case precedent. Long story short, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission held that case in abeyance until the initial case was resolved by the Supreme Court. And as soon as the Supreme Court resolved the initial case, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission persecuted Jack Phillips itself. They realized, ruh-roh, that the same violation of Jack Phillips' constitutional rights was done in the second case by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. So the commission actually dismissed the case and settled with Jack Phillips. Well, this attorney wasn't satisfied, so he sued Jack Phillips in state court.
That's evil.
Which led to continued persecution of Jack Phillips. Well, thanks be to God, this week, the state Supreme Court of Colorado dismissed the persecution of Jack Phillips on procedural grounds, which is important because that means that there can be no further appeals of the issue. And frankly, the U.S. Supreme Court has already made a statement concerning free speech on grounds similar to what Jack Phillips was persecuted on in the 303 creative case by the Supreme Court. So Jack Phillips's persecution legally has come to an end. Listen to and watch this clip. It's clip number one. Go.
The Colorado Supreme Court has now made its final decision. The majority says the case has to be dismissed and all lower court decisions vacated, all without the justices actually ruling on whether the situation counted as discrimination. This is all because of a procedural issue. According to the majority justices, at some point, attorneys for Scardina took actions in a district court when it should have been taken up in an appeals court. Attorneys for Phillips tell Denver 7 this is a huge victory.
We were thrilled because this is the end of 12 years of Jack being dragged through the courts. So to have the court say that this final case is over, it brings a lot of joy to Jack and his family to see the end of this.
Well, praise God, man. We are celebrating that, you know, the entire time. Alliance Defending Freedom, our friends there, represented Jack Phillips. And so his legal persecution has come to an end. And the main reason why I wanted to present this to you, because I know on this program routinely, we're talking about a lot of bad news. That's just the truth. But this is great news. This is great news. And this is evidence that God is still at work in our nation. I know what it looks like out there. It is crazy out there. No doubt about it. But God is still at work in our nation. And because he is still at work, we want to ask you and invite you to join us in what God is doing here at American Family Radio. Would you call 877-616-2396? That is the number to call. You can support our work, whether it's a one-time gift, whether you sign up to become a monthly supporter here, whatever it is that you are able to do, whatever it is the Lord is leading you to do, we appreciate every single one of you. And by God's grace, he will continue to provide the resources that are necessary to enable us to stand fast and to stand firm against the insanity that is percolating in this time. The number, 877-616-2396. I know the $50,000 challenge ended at 5 o'clock, but we're still going at this time. And I know some of you are still calling and you're making your support, making your contributions to support the work that we're doing here. I want to show something else to you that it was just like, wow, this is amazing. This has happened. And I knew this was going on. I wanted to take some time to verify this myself, because what I'm about to share with you is a pretty big deal. This should be a major journalistic scandal, a major journalistic scandal. I shared with you some of the clips from the CBS interview with Bill Whitaker and Kamala Harris yesterday. Well, when CBS put out the full interview, they have edited, guys, CBS, I know this is a big accusation I'm making, CBS has edited the video footage. It removed the initial word salad answer that Kamala Harris gave concerning a response to Israel. And not only did they edit it, not just truncated what she said, it seems that they took portions of another answer and put it in this place. It is remarkable.
Oh, wow.
In a horrible way, as it was done. I want to play it. I want to get your reaction to this, babe, because I know you haven't seen this yet.
That's crazy.
This is clip number two. Go.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
That is, you want to talk about election interference. You want to talk about
fraud,
lack of integrity. You want to talk about lies and fraud, babe. When you see that, what is your reaction?
Yeah, you know, when 2020 happened, was it 2020 when they stole the election, right? Yeah. You know, COVID happened, but, you know, the election was stolen. And so when the election was stolen, I thought, okay, this is the beginning of a different America. I mean, you asked me. The different America is an America not only that censors information, but also an America that is not going to allow for the truth to come out. So we are being deceived. Like, people are going to watch that interview and think that she actually said that when we know that that is a lie. So they are manipulating and lying to the American public and calling it, what, free speech, calling it media, freedom of the press.
Well, like, you're not free to just make up stuff.
Right, of lying. They're lying. So I'm saying that it started way back when they stole the elections. That's the bottom line. When they started with the manipulation, I mean, it started before then, but when they steal the elections, now we are starting an era where we cannot trust.
So what does that communicate to you about the necessity of keeping avenues and outlets like
right.
this open?
We need to be able to have people that are going to speak the truth, yeah.
So that's why, two things, y'all see, that's why I married her. Y'all see, I mean, she plays no games. And I love her for it. I gotta have more cowbell. And also, that's why we're inviting you to support what we're doing here at AFR. You know, we're not the exclusive outlet, but we certainly are one of the major ones that you can get this information from. I can't tell you how many times I hear people saying, man, I never hear the things that you report anywhere else, because we are committed to conveying the truth. That's why I took my time in sharing that. I wanted to be able to independently verify what I said. But after verification, you see it. CBS literally not only edited the answer, but seemingly spliced an answer from another portion and put it as if she was responding to the issue of Israel defending itself from murderous terrorists all around them. Call 877-616-2396, please, to support the work of this ministry. 877-616-2396, where as long as the Lord gives us the opportunity, and as far as me, I'm concerned, I have breath in my lungs, we will convey the truth.
The following is from an article by Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show.
Some children feel fear in places they should feel safe every day. So let's be challenged to speak words of life and encouragement. The next time a student shares a discouragement or difficulty with you, try listening first and then engaging them in compassionate and encouraging conversation.
Read the full article, School Mom Hope, on thestand.net.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to day two of the fall 2024 Share-a-thon Founders Day here at American Family Radio, where we're endeavoring to honor Our founder, Don, Brother Don Wildman, who is with the Lord currently, for the work that he has done. We are in day two of Share-a-thon. As I've mentioned, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That is where you can call to make your pledge, to make your donation by phone, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. I am in studio today with my entire family. So if you're watching the program, you get to see my beautiful wife, who's still makes my heart skip a beat when she enters the room. I'm telling y'all the truth. And my children laugh because they know it's true. But I have all of my children in the studio with me today. I wanted to invite my older two, just for the sake of time, to join into the conversation. Some of you have heard me talk about the fact that as a homeschool dad, I'm teaching civics to some high school-aged homeschoolers. And my oldest son, who is 13 years old, Christian, is in my class. And so I wanted to invite him to just share one of the things he's learning, because one of the major things we've talked about is that the form of government our founders established was unique in world history at its time, the first written constitution in the history of the world at its time. And our founders expressly rejected the notion of creating an absolute democracy. So many people in our country refer to our nation as a democracy. And so, Christian, I want to invite you to answer this particular question. What was it that our founders understood that caused them to reject the notion of absolute democracy and to create a constitutional republic with democratic features?
The main thing that the founding fathers understood that caused them to reject a pure democracy, a regular, or what most of us think of as a democracy, was their biblical understanding of human nature, that humanity is fallen and that their actions are perverse and sinful and evil. So an absolute democracy with no checks on just the populace's decisions would fail very quickly.
Mm. And so in terms of the concentration of powers, did our founders want us to have a system of government where power was concentrated in one particular location, or did they opt for some other design?
No, they opted for the design we have today in America because they did not want a concentrated powers of government. That's actually why many people left left England, right? Mm-hmm. Because the king, who was trying to consolidate power in himself in Parliament, which had already consolidated a lot of power in itself, mm-hmm. was tyrannizing their religious actions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very well said. And so I wanted to invite you, Anna, my 12-year-old daughter, into this conversation. And you know, we talked at home often, and she even heard the segment where Mommy was responding to the journalistic malfeasance of CBS, really editing the commentary. Anna, why is it, in your view, and based on what you understand from Scripture, vitally important in order for the people in our nation to have access to truthful information?
I would say because if people just go around lying, they can, as the world would say, have their own truth, and no one would ever know what the actual truth is. Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, well, my truth is all dogs should be black. Mm-hmm. And somebody else says, I think all dogs should be white. And they meet each other and they learn their truths. Somebody's going to get angry. And without the Lord, people think they can do whatever they want, including murder.
Mm-hmm. And we see that playing out in so many different ways, which is pretty sad.
It is.
Mm. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. This, guys, is what we want to normalize. You know, many of you are aware or even experiencing in your various portions of the country that the enemy is using various iterations to indoctrinate our subsequent generations, indoctrinate young people to have a perspective of life that, as my daughter pointed out, my truth or your truth. And I'll just ask you this follow-up, Anna, is there any such thing as your truth or my truth?
Absolutely not.
So if there's not your truth or my truth, what is it? What is available?
The truth.
The truth. And where?
The word of God.
Amen. The word of God is
your mind.
The word of God is the truth. This is what we're endeavoring to establish. My hope and my prayers is that this will become normalized in the body of Christ to where it's not merely segmented to any isolated portion of our country, but it's normalized that we're raising up these arrows, man, to be able to stand. And in our prayer, Maria and I in particular, is not that we're raising children to parent their parents' faith, But that their commitment to Christ is, in fact, their own. Amen. And they have the capacity to stand and be advocates for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the various places where he's planted them.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important that we understand why it is our full-time job. We are not here to put up a front, you know, of perfection or anything like that. But we are standing firmly on the instruction from God to raise up a generation who will stand for the things of the Lord. There is a mandate in Scripture. There are commands in Scripture that says, show them who I am, remember who I am, and tell them about my deeds. And so we want to encourage everybody that listens to stand firm in their home, to first honor Christ as Lord in their hearts, and then train up the next generation to stand firm, to be able to advance the kingdom, to stand boldly in the face of persecution. We're living in a culture, and I tell the kids all the time, you're growing up amongst peers who do not know God. And it is your job as believers to shine the light brightly. And one of the ways we do that is not only preaching it, but living it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you guys to live it yourselves first. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Something else I wanted to bring to your attention. Many of us have said the southern border is porous. The southern border is open. Who is coming through that southern border? You cannot tell me, with people coming from all over the world, you won't be admitting terrorists into our nation. Well, sure enough, just this week, an Afghani national was arrested. He entered our country September 9th, 2021, on a special immigrant visa. He's currently in our nation on the parole program. Remember I told you about that, how they had people in our nation. They're granted them legal status under a parole program. Well, he was just arrested by the FBI, particularly for planning an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack on Election Day, specifically working and coordinating with ISIS in order to carry this out. Listen to and watch clip number 4.
Yeah, Lawrence. So the FBI has been warning that an open southern border and the flow of illegal aliens into the U.S. means potential terrorists are entering the country. So the Justice Department says an Afghan citizen living in Oklahoma has been charged with plotting a terrorist attack on Election Day for ISIS. 27-year-old Nasir Tawhidi obtained weapons and ammunition to launch this attack. He arrived in the U.S. in September 2021, just days after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The DOJ saying, quote, Tawhidi allegedly indicated that his attack was planned for Election Day. And in a post-arrest interview, Tawhidi allegedly confirmed that the attack was planned for Election Day, targeting large gatherings of people during which he and the juvenile were expected to die as martyrs.
Now, I want to point out to you, and you heard it at the last part of that clip, the Department of Justice press release says that this would-be terrorist, Tawhidi, worked with a co-conspirator who was a juvenile. What's all this talk we've heard about unaccompanied minors, that we have these children who are coming into the country? What is going on? And we've been saying, how can we continue to allow unvetted people? It is noteworthy that this terrorist entered the country in September of 2021. Oh, what happened by September 20? Oh, that's right. The Harris Bidens reversed 94 executive actions from the Trump administration to relax the stringency at the border and to allow unfettered illegal migration. And for those who've come in to participate in the parole program, and what did we learn? Oh, that's right. Terrorist attack is plotted. The Department of Justice revealed that they found this guy's tablets and communication devices, and he was communicating with his children, sharing with them the rewards that martyrs will earn. Guys, this ain't a game. When we're talking about what's happening on our southern border, that's not something that's just merely a talking point. It has real consequence, and this arrest this week indicates that is what's happening. I'll give you one more before we go. You've heard me talk about, my wife is here, my children are here. We talk about indoctrination in our country. Indoctrination is not just happening at the earliest ages. It's happening in later years. We have this college professor. I'll just tell you his name. Phil Locock from the University of Kansas. He got caught during a lecture this semester at the University of Kansas condemning his own students and saying that, oh, If you have men who won't vote for a woman for president, they need to be lined up and shot. I kid you not. Listen to and watch clip number three. Go.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
Scratch that from the recordings. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that. The University of Kansas issued a statement thereafter attempting to explain what happened, saying that Professor Locock has been put on administrative leave, but he was attempting to try to communicate the equality of males and females. I don't know if that is what he's trying to communicate. Sound to me, he's saying some people need to be shot and others don't. You know, I could be wrong there. I don't think so. But when we're saying these things are happening, guys, this indicates the types of things that are percolating in our country. We want to communicate this information to you. We want to make sure you have access to this information. And when you support AFR through Share-a-thon, this is what you're doing. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. That is where you can call. You will speak to a live person who is in America. We have an outsourced customer service, if you will. Mm-hmm. You'll talk to an American. They're actually in the room right down the hall from me right now here at Share-a-thon Central. 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Maria, when you hear Professor Locock at the University of Kansas, which according to their press, their statement, Kansas, University of Kansas, he has taught at the University of Kansas since 1984. Huh, what an interesting year to begin his professorial engagements. When you hear about Professor Locock's comments, what is your reaction?
So he's been teaching my entire life. I was born in 84. You know, it's interesting because these are our educators. These are our educators. These are the people that we are entrusting our arrows with. Our children are going to these institutions and they are learning from these people. And yes, he can try to justify it. And the university can say that it was just, you know, trying to make sure that we, you know, have the same playing field for men and women. That is not the truth. It is manipulation is what it is. It is manipulation. And really what you're doing is you're elevating one sex over the other. And that's exactly what has been happening throughout the generations before, which is why we had a women's suffrage. So here we are. The truth is found in scripture, guys. The truth is found in scripture. So if we are going to advocate for the truth, we cannot allow people like this to be the ones that are the main, the ones that are spewing it. You know, we have to be able to come with the truth so that the populace can understand what we're dealing with here in our culture.
And frankly, there are people whose children are going into institutions like this. They're subjected to professors like this. The question that I often ask is, are they prepared?
Right.
Are they prepared? How would our young ones respond if they were in that environment? And obviously understanding the various features, when you have a person who is in authority and the necessity of submitting to authority, how do you reconcile that with also the understanding of refusing to compromise biblical principles?
Right.
These are the types of things that have to be cultivated. And by God's grace, these are the things that we are endeavoring to cultivate and using the resources available through AFR and AFA and others in order to accomplish that. So again, we're in the last 2 minutes of today's program. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396. We are in day two of the fall 2024 Share-a-thon. Tomorrow will be the last day. As the Lord moves you and as you are available, would you join us in supporting the work here? 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. And oh, by the way, I never had any dreams of being in radio. If you want to know who had the first idea in Hamiltonia for me to be on the radio, you're looking at her right here. So anybody who has a problem with it, this is the one you have to deal with other than the Lord.
I got to make it really clear, though. What I meant when back then was what the Lord has gifted this man to be able to say, the masses need to hear it. It is not for fame or popularity. It is for the truth to go out and so that we as the body of Christ can be equipped to do the Lord's work in this day.
Thank you, babe. 877-616-2396 is the number. That is true. She wasn't talking about that. And when you suggested I needed to go on the radio, what was my response to you?
Not yet.
No, I said no. I didn't say not yet. I said no. I don't need to be on radio. I'm perfectly fine being where I am. But God had other plans. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Day two of the Fall 2024 Share-a-thon is over.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.